Remember what to do, friends. Now tell me right out loud. What are you supposed to do when you see the flash?
Duck and cover. Duck and cover. Duck and cover.
I heard Bush speak, as you probably did, at the UN Assembly. And what he did was not to give an ultimatum to Saddam Hussein, but to give an ultimatum to the United Nations itself. Bush said, if you do not support me, I will go to war anyway. And that was a much more serious crime, in my opinion, than the crimes committed by Saddam, because he has ignored UN resolutions. President Bush has torn up the Charter of the United Nations, which we signed at the end of the last World War.
We shall overcome.
My Lord,
we shall overcome.
My Lord,
we shall overcome someday. Oh, deep in my heart, I know that I do believe, Lord, we shall overcome someday.
We are not alone.
We are not alone. We are not alone.
As long as poverty, injustice, and gross inequality persist in our world, none of us can truly rest. Moreover, the global campaign for action against poverty represents such a noble cause that we could not decline the invitation. Massive poverty and obscene inequality are such terrible scourges of our time, times in which the world boasts breathtaking advances in science, technology, industries, and wealth accumulation.
They're breeding gender-bending babies who won't be breeding none, cause PCBs, yeah, are in the seas, yeah. We like to think that there's a little piece of us in everyone, cause we're Monsanto. That's right, Monsanto. We're turning Satan into Santa by giving kiddies cancer coming through now. We're changing you now. The Mother Nature Terminators of food and health and hope. That DDT man, don't let on me, man. Cause we had all these creepy crawlies falling on the food we grew was a revolution. It's just a shame that what we sprayed on made the turning toxic too. Let me remind you about Indochina. Them commie dominoes were falling, so they sprayed them into hell. The peasant farmers, orange pajamas. We made their jungle cover with her, then we withered them as well. Cause we're Monsanto, that's right, Monsanto. We're turning Satan into Santa by giving kiddies cancer. Coming through now, we're changing you. Mother Nature Terminators of food and health and hope.
It's not our fault there's chemical warfare,
but if there's dollars in dioxin, it's our duty to supply that grain of poison. They washed our boys in a cancer agent from the sea. I cannot tell a light from Pentagon came. That drug
he's our hero.
He's on a mission with a vision of sustainability, which means we're going to keep on growing
till we're the biggest corporation in the 21st century.
See in the future for the big polluters. He's fan and eco-friendly line and redesigning DNA, genetic eyes on that far horizon, where everything alive is privatized and every seed obey. We got the soil, we got the lawyers, the politicians in our pockets, all the way to presidents. A press and TV to guarantee the cooperation of your nation in our new experiment. You did not choose it, but you'll have to use it. We'll get our Roundup Ready fingerprint in every pie you eat with a big blatant. Be a bit more blatant. Tell a corporation's domination of your global be complete. Mr. Monsanto, Monster Mutanto, we're turning Satan into Santa. Give everybody cancer coming through now. We're changing you now. The Mother Nature Terminators, Hell on Earth Creators, Gene Manipulators, Biotech Dictators.
Whites can help us, but they can't join us. There can be no black-white unity until there is first some black unity. We cannot think of being acceptable to others until we have first proven acceptable to ourselves. Concerning nonviolence, it is criminal to teach a man not to defend himself when he is the constant victim of brutal attack. There are problems in the community. Some of those examples of those problems are the vices that destroy the moral fiber in our community. Drunkenness, drug addiction, prostitution, organized crime that robs the Negro community of probably 90% of its economic potential and moral potential. One of my reasons for going out on the limb as I have is to try and make white people's be shocked awake to some of their senses, because if they don't awake, they're going to find out that this little Negro that they thought was passive has become a roaring, uncontrollable lion right at their doorstep, inside their house, in their bed, in their kitchen, in their attic, in their basement. And if you know that in time, you can do something about it.
Poverty, poverty, now. My loomings are saying all day. Poverty, poverty, knock. Gaffer's too skinny to pay. Poverty, poverty, knock. Keeping one eye on the clock. I know I can guttle when I hear my shuttle go. Poverty, poverty, knock.
Up every morning at 5. I wonder that we keep alive. Tired and yawning in the cold morning. It's back to the dreary old drive.
Poverty, poverty, knock. My loomings are saying all day. Poverty, poverty, knock. Gaffer's too skinny to pay. Poverty, poverty, knock. Keeping one eye on the clock. I know I can guttle when I hear my shuttle go. Poverty, poverty, knock.
Oh dear, we're going to be late. Gaffer is stood at the gate. We're out of pocket, our wages they'll dock it. We'll have to buy grub on the slate.
Poverty, poverty, knock. My loomings are saying all day. Poverty, poverty, knock. Gaffer's too skinny to pay. Poverty, poverty, knock. Keeping one eye on the clock. I know I can guttle when I hear my shuttle go. Poverty, poverty, knock.
And when our wages they'll bring, we're often short of a string. While we are frotching with gaffer for snatching, we know to his brass he will cling.
Poverty, poverty, knock. My loomies are saying all day. Poverty, poverty, knock. Gaffer's too skinny to pay. Poverty, poverty, knock. Keeping one eye on the clock. I know I can guttle when I hear my shuttle go. Poverty, poverty, knock.
Sometimes a shuttle flies out and gives some poor woman a clout. There she lies bleeding, but nobody's heeding. Oh, who's going to carry her out?
Poverty, poverty, knock. My loomings are saying all day. Poverty, poverty, knock.
suffers too skinny to pay. Poverty, poverty knock, keeping one eye on the clock. I know I can guttle when I hear my shuttle go. Poverty, poverty knock.
Oh dear, my poor head it sings. I should have woven three strings, but threads are breaking and my back is aching. Oh dear, I wish I had wings.
Poverty, poverty, poverty,
poverty, poverty, poverty,
poverty, poverty, poverty, poverty, poverty.
We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome.
Yes,
sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory's won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory's won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory's won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome.
Remember what to do, friends. Now tell me right out loud. What are you supposed to do when you see the flash?
Duck and cover. Duck and cover.
What Bush called a crusade. Silly thing to say, but he probably didn't know what the crusades were all about. But what they were about was Christian soldiers going and slaughtering Muslims and Jews in what is Palestine. And we have to respond in our own way. And I believe that if this war begins, we have to see that wherever we are, we take time out to alert people to what is being done, because the media will not help us very much. You know what the media do. They build up war stories. It boosts their circulation and the ratings of their programs. And therefore, we have to take that responsibility upon ourselves. And I believe that tonight, here in Parliament Square, we represent the overwhelming majority of the population of the world. Bush is planning to spend $200 billion on killing Iraqis. It will be a war crime. It will be a crime against humanity. But more than that, it will be a denial of how that money could be spent to improve the conditions and the prospects for millions and millions of people who die now not in war, but in poverty. And therefore, what we are saying is not only negative about the war. We are demanding that Britain and the world turn their minds to use the technology and the resources at our disposal to see that the human condition improves so that the likelihood of future wars diminishes.
No rocket's gonna fly that high. There's no escaping the enemy, you and I. We poison up the water, we're choking on the air. Let's stop before it gets too late. Or is it already too late? Is it already too late for the victims of comfort? Got no one else to blame. We're just the victims of comfort, connoisseurs of pain. It's a technological merry-go-round, dangerous solutions buried under the ground. And everyone likes a party, but no one wants to clean. But I'd like to see a change somehow. But I'm a little busy right now. Just a little busy right now. I'm just a victim of comfort. I got no one else to blame. I'm just a victim of comfort. Crying shame. Oh, and what do we got to lose? Everything. Yes, and what do we stand to gain? Everything. So let's try together before we have to cry together. It's too soon to die together. I'm just a victim of comfort. Got no one else to blame. I'm just a victim of comfort. Kind of soon pain. We the victims of comfort. Got no one else to blame. I'm just a victim of comfort.
There's nothing wrong with being a Muslim. Nothing wrong with the religion of Islam. That just teaches us to believe in Allah as the God. And those of you who are Christians probably believe in the same God. Because I think you believe in the God who created the universe. And that's the one we believe in, the one who created the universe. The only difference being you call him God and we call him Allah. Jews call him Jehovah. If you could understand Hebrew, you'd probably call him Jehovah too. If you could understand Arabic, you'd probably call him Allah. But since the white man, your friend, took your language away from you during slavery, the only language you know is his language, you know, your friend's language. So you call him, you call for the same God he calls for. When he's putting a rope around your neck, you call for God, he calls for God. And you wonder why the one you call on never answers you. When I was in the Black Muslim movement, they didn't have the real religion of Islam in that movement. It was something else. But the real religion of Islam doesn't teach anyone to judge another human being by the color of his skin. The yardstick that is used by the Muslim to measure another man is not the man's color, but the man's deeds, the man's conscious behavior, the man's intention. And when you use that as a standard of measurement or judgment, you never go wrong. But when you just judge a man because of the color of his skin, then you're committing a crime, because that's the worst kind of judgment.
Duck and cover. Duck and cover. Duck.
Now, we must be ready for a new danger, the atomic bomb. First, you'll have to know what happens when an atomic bomb explodes. You'll know when it comes. We hope it never comes, but we must get ready. It looks something like this. There is a bright flash, brighter than the sun, brighter than anything you've ever seen. If you were not ready and did not know what to do, it could hurt you in different ways. It could knock you down hard, or throw you against a tree or a wall. It is such a big explosion, it can smash in buildings and knock signboards over and break windows all over town. But if you duck and cover like Bert, you will be much safer.
In Asia or the Arab world or in Africa, where the Muslims are, if you find one who says he's white, all he's doing is using an adjective to describe something that's incidental about him, one of his incidental characteristics. So there's nothing else to it. He's just white. But when you get the white man over here in America and he says he's white, he means something else. You can listen to the sound of his voice when he says he's white. He means he's boss. That's right. That's what white means in this language. You know the expression free, white, and 21. He made that up. He's letting you know all of them mean the same. White means free, boss. He's up there. So that when he says he's white, he has a little different sound in his voice. And I know you know what I'm talking about. Despite the fact that I saw that Islam was a religion of brotherhood, I also had to face reality. And when I get back into this American society, I'm not in a society that practices brotherhood. I'm in a society that might preach it on Sunday, but they don't practice it in on no day, on any day.
For together we are strong, break the nuclear chain. Stand up, women, make your choice. Create a world without nuclear threat. For together we are strong, break the nuclear chain. Stand up, women, make your choice. Create a world without nuclear threat.
The man helping Tony is a civil defense worker. His job is to help protect us when there is danger of the atomic bomb. We must obey the civil defense worker. We must know how to duck and cover in the school bus or in any other bus or streetcar. Duck and cover. Don't wait. Duck away from the windows fast. The glass may break and fly through the air and cut you. Sundays, holidays, vacation time, we must be ready every day, all the time, to do the right thing if the atomic bomb explodes. Duck and cover. This family knows what to do, just as your own family should. They know that even a thin cloth helps protect them. Even a newspaper can save you from a bad burn.
She is like a mountain, old and strong. She goes on and on and on. You can't kill the spirit. She is like a mountain, old and strong. She goes on and on and on. You can't kill the spirit. She is like a mountain, old and strong.
You noble diggers old, stand up now, stand up now. You noble diggers old, stand up now. The wasteland to maintain, see cavaliers by name. Your digging does maintain, and persons all defame. Stand up now, stand up now. Your houses they pull down, stand up now, stand up now. Your houses they pull down, stand up now. Your houses they pull down to fright your men in town. But the gentry must come down, and the poor shall wear the crown. Stand up now, diggers all. With spades and hoes and ploughs, stand up now, with spades and hoes and ploughs, stand up now. Your freedom to uphold, seen cavaliers are bold, to kill you if they could, and rights from you to hold. Stand up now, diggers all. The gentry are all round, stand up now, stand up now. The gentry are all round, stand up now. The gentry are all round, on each side they are found. Their wisdom so profound, to cheat us of our ground. Stand up now, stand up now. The lawyers they conjoin, stand up now, stand up now. The lawyers they conjoin, stand up now. To arrest you they advise, such fury they devise. The devil in them lies, and hath blinded both their eyes. Stand up now, stand up now. The clergy they come in, stand up now, stand up now. The clergy they come in, stand up now. The clergy they come in and say it is a sin that we should now begin our freedom for to win. Stand up now, diggers all.
Gainst lawyers and gainst priests, stand up now, gainst lawyers and gainst priests, stand up now. For tyrants they are both, even flat against their oath, to grant us they are loath, free meat and drink and cloth, stand up now, diggers all. The club is all their law, stand up now, the club is all their law, stand up now. The club is all their law, to keep poor men in awe, but they no vision saw, to maintain such a law, stand up now, diggers all.
Nation will rise up. Live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Yeah. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream.
Someone makes a move of which we don't approve. Who is it that always intervenes? UN and OAS, they have their place, I guess. But first, send the Marines. We'll send them all we've got. John Wayne and Randolph Scott. Remember those exciting fighting scenes. To the shores of Tripoli, but not to Mississippi. What do? We send the Marines. For might makes right. Until they've seen the light, they've got to be protected, all their rights respected, till somebody we like can be elected. Members of the Corps all hate the thought of war. They'd rather kill them off by peaceful means. Stop calling it aggression. Ooh, we hate that expression. We only want the world to know that we support the status quo. They love us everywhere we go. So when in doubt, send the Marines.
And I can never thank the people of Britain enough for their support through those days of struggle against apartheid. Many stood in solidarity with us just a few yards from this spot. Through your will and passion, you assisted in consigning that evil system forever to history. But in this new century, millions of people in the world's poorest countries remain imprisoned, enslaved, and in chains. They are trapped in the prison of poverty. It is time to set them free.
You may be in your schoolyard playing when the signal comes. That signal means to stop whatever you are doing and get to the nearest safe place fast. Always remember, the flash of an atomic bomb can come at any time, no matter where you may be. You might be out playing at home when the warning comes. Then be sure to get into the house fast, where your parents have fixed a safe place for you to go. If you are not close to home when you hear the warning, go to the nearest safe cover Know where you are to go, or ask an older person to help you. You know the places marked with the S sign? They're safe places to go when you hear the alarm. If there is a warning, you will hear it before the bomb explodes. But sometimes, and this is very, very important, sometimes the bomb might explode without any warning. Then the first thing we would know about it would be the flash. And that means duck and cover fast, wherever you are. There's no time to look around or wait. Be like Bert. When there is a flash, duck and cover, and do it fast.
Money makes the world go round, the world go round, the world go round. Money makes the world go round, it makes the world go round. A mark, a yen, a buck, or a pound, a buck. Or a pound, a buck, or a pound is all that makes the world go round. That clinking, clanking sound can make the world go round. If you happen to be rich and you feel like a night's entertainment, you can pay for a gay escapade. If you happen to be rich and alone and you need a companion, you can ring ding-a-ling for the mate. If you happen to be rich and you find you are left by your lover, though you moan and you groan quite a lot, you can take it on the chin, call a cab, and begin to recover on your 14-carat yacht. Money makes the world go around, the world go around, the world go around. Money makes the world go around, of that we can be sure. I'm being poor. Now love flies out that door. For money makes the world
go round,
the world
go round,
the world
go round.
Money makes the
go round,
that clinking, clanking sound of money, 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 money. Get it, get it,
money, 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 money.
Mark a yen, a buck, a pound, that clinking, clanking, clanking sound. So that makes the world go round. It makes the world go round.
Yes, we must all get ready now so we know how to save ourselves if the atomic bomb ever explodes near us. If you do not know just what to do, ask your teacher when this film is over. Discuss what you could do in different places if a bomb explodes. Older people will help us as they always do, but there might not be any grown-ups around when the bomb explodes. Then, you're on your own.
Remember what to do, friends. Now tell me right out loud. What are you supposed to do when you see the flash?
Duck and cover. Duck and cover.
I do dimly perceive that while everything around me is ever changing, ever dying, there is underlying all that change a living power that is changeless, that holds all together, that creates, dissolve and recreate. That informing power or spirit is God. For I can see that in the midst of death, life persists. In the midst of untruth, truth persists. In the midst of darkness, light persists. Hence I gather that God is life, truth, light. Faith transcends reason.
Remember what to do, friends. Now tell me right out loud. What are you supposed to do when you see the flash?
Duck and cover. Duck and cover. Duck and cover.
Remember to keep your face and the back of your neck covered tightly. Try to fall away from windows or doors with glass in them. Then, if the glass breaks and flies through the air, it won't cut you. You might be eating your lunch when the flash comes. Duck and cover under the table. Then, if the explosion makes anything in the room fall down, it can't fall on you. Getting ready means we will all have to be able to take care of ourselves. The bomb might explode when there are no grown-ups near. Paul and Patty know this, and they're always ready to take care of themselves. Here they are on their way to school on a beautiful spring day. But no matter where they go or what they do, they always try to remember what to do if the atom bomb explodes right then. It's a bomb. Duck and cover. Paul and Patty know what to do. Paul covered the back of his head so that he wouldn't be burned, and Patty covered herself with the coat she was carrying. They knew how to duck and cover. They acted right away when the flash came. The man helping Tony is a civil defense worker. His job is to help protect us when there is danger of the atomic bomb. We must obey the civil defense worker. We must know how to duck and cover in the school bus or in any other bus or streetcar. Duck and cover. Don't wait. Duck away from the windows fast. The glass may break and fly through the air and cut you. Sundays, holidays, vacation time, we must be ready every day, all the time, to do the right thing if the atomic bomb explodes. Duck and cover! This family knows what to do, just as your own family should. They know that even a thin cloth helps protect them. Even a newspaper can save you from a bad burn.
We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We